Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 28th of April. Data last Friday showed that US consumer sentiment improved noticeably in the second half of April, with sentiment for the month as a whole rising relative to the preliminary numbers. The caveat was that this only applied to registered Republicans, which perhaps signals that economic reality has not penetrated the partisan media bubbles. For consumers, this is entirely plausible. Consumers in the States today are buying goods that were imported before the onerous burden of trade taxes was applied. On average, it will take the US economy about 3 months to work through the pre-tariff inventory. Businesses, which are making decisions on the assumption that trade taxes continue, have already exhibited pessimism, and media reports of a supply shock with a collapse in activity in West Coast US ports reflect the uncertainty that US President Trump's trade taxes have produced. Trump signaled over the weekend that trade taxes could finance income tax cuts for people earning less than $200,000 per year, perhaps abolishing income taxes for this group entirely. This offers investors some good news and some very troubling signals. The good news is that, taken at face value, Trump appears to realize that their trade taxes are being paid by US households rather than by foreigners, and that trade taxes are regressive. They hurt lower-income households far more. On the other hand, the mathematics of this simply do not add up. Trade taxes will not generate the revenue needed to replace income tax. That either raises questions again about policy competence within the administration, or it suggests a willingness to engage in a deficit finance tax cut. Neither is likely to shore up investors' weakening faith in the dollar as a safe place to store money, and reserve status is a faith-based initiative. With the US Federal Reserve in its blackout period ahead of deciding what to do with policy, it's down to the ECB to provide some light entertainment with policy comments. This is also, however, fairly limited. After everyone was jostling for media attention at the IMF last week, there are only a couple of ECB speakers today. We'll also be getting some sentiment data with the UK's CBI Distributive Trade Survey for April and the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey out of the States. Sentiment surveys are not the same thing as reality, and indeed, recent research from the US Federal Reserve has shown just how far sentiment data for consumers has wandered away from reality. The Dallas Fed survey does have the delights of the published comments section, however, always a source of great entertainment to economists. There is undoubtedly a partisan bias in the comments, just as the responses that make up the index have a partisan bias, but the shift in tone to concern and uncertainty, also indeed reflected in the Fed's beige book, has been quite marked in recent reports. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.